What is holding you back? I mean, you're probably thinking, what isn't holding me back? Hola, in Un Tecito con Letzi, aka Tea Time with Letzi, we are going to explore all sorts of topics, challenge our perspectives, and think about our own experiences. A little disclaimer, these topics are for education information purposes, not to be used as therapy or such. These topics can be triggering. If this occurs, I highly recommend seeking therapy. Bienvenidos to Un Tecito con Letzi. I invite you to get comfortable because I'm already comfortable with my tea. Don't forget to subscribe and leave me a review. Let's get started. Are you ready to let go of what's holding you back? Because I bet you're feeling it right now. I mean, it's not uncommon to feel like something's holding you back from reaching your full potential. You know, whether it's fear, self-doubt, or lack of motivation, identifying what is holding you back is the first step towards overcoming it. Because that thing that is holding you back, it's a full-on restraining order. I have to be honest with you. When I first launched the Spanish speaking podcast, there were a lot of things that were holding me back. One of those things was definitely self-doubt because I was like, do I even have the knowledge? Do I even have the skills, the ability to speak to a microphone? And are people going to listen to my Spanish speaking podcast? But I think what helped me launch this podcast was the fact that, like, why was I initially doing this podcast, right? Who was I aiming to in regards to my audience? And so my audience was aimed towards more like the Spanish speaking community. When I really seriously launched this podcast, I was thinking about my parents, you know, because I wanted them to listen about, you know, mental health, topics that really we don't talk about. Then there was that other thing that was holding me back of like, oh my gosh, el que dirán, what are people going to say? Like, who does she think she is in doing this podcast and things like that? Those were some of the things that, you know, were holding me back of what would others think, like their opinion and whatnot. But here it is, right? My Spanish speaking podcast with some English episodes. But yeah, you know, those were some of the things that were holding me back. So like I said, you know, it's not uncommon to feel like something is holding you back, but it does take courage to confront our internal barriers and address them head on. Ignoring them will only prolong the problem and is going to limit your growth. In one of the conversations that I was having with one of my girlfriends, you know, she has a lot that she would like to do. Okay. But here's the thing though. There are a couple of things that are holding her back, and she admitted that these are the things that are holding her back. You know, it's kind of like just that lack of motivation, not having the discipline in herself. And then the other thing too is kind of like doubting herself. I just told her, hey, you know, these are valid emotions. These are valid thoughts that you are currently experiencing. But again, if you really want to pursue what you want to do, then you have to start shifting that mindset, letting go of what is holding you back. So one of the things that you can do is to take a closer look at your surrounding and assess if they are contributing to your stagnation. Are you surrounded by negative people or toxic environments? It's essential to surround yourself with positive and people who are going to believe in you, people who believe in you, right? Their encouragement and support can definitely help you break free from what is holding you back. Here are a couple things that may be holding you back, okay? Let's go over it. So lack of clarity on your goals and priority. Example is that you may want to improve your career prospects, but without a clear plan for how to do so, you may struggle to make that progress. Second is fear of failure or rejection. You may hesitate to take risks or put yourself out there for fear of being criticized or failing. Another thing is procrastination or distraction. You may find yourself easily distracted by social media or other tasks, causing you to miss deadlines or neglect important tasks, okay? The last one that I'm going to tell you that could be definitely holding you back is having that negative self-talk and limiting beliefs. You may have internalized negative messages about your abilities or potential, leading you to doubt your own capabilities. So here are some steps to break away from what is holding you back. So number one, identify your limiting beliefs, okay? Number two, write your goals. And when you do write your goals, be very clear. Number three, get in tune with yourself, meaning kind of do yourself a little awareness on where you are emotionally, mentally, and maybe physically, okay? Number four, challenge yourself, okay? Number five, accept and let go. And last is to commit to change, okay? So when you commit to change, create a plan on what you plan to change. So you and I are on the same boat, okay? We both are facing obstacles in life. It's how we choose to approach them that makes all the difference, okay? So take action, seek support, and believe in yourself because you have the power to overcome whatever is holding you back and live the life that you deserve. The only thing standing between you and your dreams is often your own mindset. P.S. I'm going to share with you one of my daily affirmations, okay, is that there is nothing holding me back from my dreams. The only thing holding me back is me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. My hope is that your perspective was challenged. Don't forget to subscribe and leave me a review. See you on the next episode in Un Tecito con Letzi.